Vacuuming Awakens. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Vacuuming Awakens. When you take out the vacuum cleaner, you're going to swoop up the dust, pick up the miscellaneous little tidbits that have fallen down onto the floor, and that have gotten into the nooks and crannies of the floor, under the furniture, and in all the places. And a good housewife tips over the furniture, goes underneath it, doesn't necessarily move it, but just tips it over and gets the majority of everything done from underneath the chair. Underneath the couch, underneath the coffee tables, underneath everything. And when whoever is vacuuming is done vacuuming, they look at what they've done and they say, very good, very good. Now, it may not be very good. The carpet may have a little wrinkle in it. There may be a spot on the carpet from somebody tracking in dirt from outside. There may be any number of things about it, but when you have vacuumed the carpet, you say, very good. You just feel good about it. There's an awakening within you. It's not that the effort is there, truly the effort is there, but it's that you did it because it made you feel good. Now, the floor can go unvacuumed for weeks on end, even months on end, and with very little traffic, it hardly even notices that it has been untouched. But the moment you take the vacuum cleaner and put it over the floor, put it over the carpet, even though someone may have done it just an hour before, you feel good. And this is what vacuuming is all about. Vacuuming is all about you feeling good. You feeling good that you have done just a little thing to make your house a little more beautiful, to make your living quarters a little more interesting. Now, indeed, the vacuuming doesn't make a lot of difference. We have vacuum cleaners in every one of the houses here at the monastery, and people use these vacuum cleaners regularly. And there's much sand up here on the mountaintop, and the sand is brought in at least to the doorway, sometimes all the way in the house. And you put on your slippers and you walk around the house, or you walk around the house barefoot, and you don't even think a thing, but what you're doing is you're tracking dust and dirt everywhere. Just by the very fact that you have movement, because the air moves the dust, and the air moves all these things. But when you take the vacuum cleaner, and you go over the entire floor of whatever area it is that you're in, your living room or your bedroom or your kitchen or your dining room or whatever area you're in. And when you have finished vacuuming, you feel good about it. It's not the same as when you scrub a floor. When you get down on your hands and knees, or if you take the scrub bucket and you take the scrub mop and you mop the floor, it's good, it's clean, you feel good about it. But there's something about vacuuming that makes you feel even better, because you can see the results. You see dirty water in the scrub pail, yes, that's true, but it's not the same. Vacuuming has its own special artist fact about it, special artist about it. When you vacuum, magic takes place. There's an awakening that happens in you. You feel clean. You feel good. Now, Ellen's been complaining about my vacuum cleaner. She says we should change the bag because it's getting full of sand. And I checked the bag, and it's only a couple of inches on the bottom, but it is all sand. And this sand settling on the bottom, not like dirt. Dirt sort of floats around a little bit, but sand settles down and doesn't allow anything to happen. Now, is that true? Is that true? when you stop and think about it, and you take your hand and you hold it at the bottom of the bag and you feel so much sand in it, does that keep the carpet from being cleaned? Not at all. Because it's on the top of the vacuum bag, on the top of the vacuum cleaner, where the dirt comes in. And it comes in and then goes down to the bag. It doesn't have to push the dirt around in the bottom. It doesn't have to push the dust around. It doesn't have to push the sand around. It just puts another layer on top, another layer on top, another layer on top. But you, because you like to have the bags clean too, feel the bag should be changed. Well, that's a lot of waste, because the bag is good for at least a half a bag or better. But the thing is, when you take less than that, you're not doing a good job there. And you feel it. You feel it when you're vacuuming the floor. You feel it when you are not doing a good job. You say to yourself, why am I not doing a good job? And you're not doing a good job because you think the vacuum cleaner is not sucking up the dirt. You think it is not taking place. Well, I can see it's not doing that. Well, perhaps it's some other reason. Perhaps you look down at the intake area and you find where the dirt is being brushed by the carpet brush, and you find that there are strings there, there are threads there, there are hairs there, there are all sorts of things that keep it from doing its job. And so instead of brushing up the dirt so that it can be sucked up into the vacuum cleaner, it just sort of moggles over it and doesn't do a thing. It's interesting how everything must be in harmony. A good machine can do a good job, and a bad machine can do a good job. Why is that? It all lays itself on attitude. If you have an attitude that you can do a good job, if you have an attitude that you can go in there and clean things up even with a vacuum cleaner that other people have not been able to make functional, you'll do it. You'll do it because you go in there with a positive frame of mind. You go in there with an expectation that it will be done, and it is done. I have seen so many times in my position as an employer here and there that when I had people working for me who loved their work, the machines they had made no difference at all. The work and the things that they were doing were the important things. I've had people working for me in my newspapers where they didn't like the typesetting equipment that we had. And because they didn't like the typesetting equipment, they couldn't do a good job. It kept breaking down. It kept having problems. And then I had a night shift. And on my night shift, I had moonlighters, people who had other jobs and who wanted to earn extra money. And so they came in and they worked with what I had, with the equipment that I had. And they made that equipment shine. They made that equipment produce more than the people during the day did for a full day, they did in just several hours. Because they loved their work. They loved their equipment. They loved what they did. Now you can take a vacuum cleaner and you can unplug it. And you can run it back and forth across the floor. What a silly thing to do. And the vacuum cleaner is not turned on. It's not working. But you're pushing it back and forth across the floor. And when you're done, you look down, no, that's good. Not realizing, not knowing that you didn't really have it on. We oftentimes do this. We oftentimes use equipment that we think is working that is not working. Or other equipment that works just fine, but we think doesn't work fine, and so it does not do the job we want done. Now you say, well, that's a rare thing for people to have equipment that works, that doesn't do a good job. It's all in the mind. It's all in the consciousness. It's all in the attitude of who's doing the work. Who's doing the vacuuming? Who's doing it? You take women who work in hotels, and they work in motels, and they make the beds, and they vacuum the floors, and they, oh, they do it a lick and a promise, but they have powerful vacuum cleaners. They have commercial vacuum cleaners that they run back and forth. And they know these commercial vacuum cleaners are just going to suck the living daylights out of that carpet. And anything that doesn't belong there is going to be hauled right up into the shop bag. And so they go over it quickly, beautifully, knowing that the suction is super and they're getting a super job. And in no time at all, they've done 5 or 10 rooms and the rooms look good. And the work is done, and oftentimes the machine hadn't even been functioning right. But they didn't know that. They expected that it was functioning right, and for them, it functioned right. Now you say, that's not true. That can't happen that way. That's against the laws of nature. That's against the laws of mechanics. That cannot be done. Oh, but it is done. It is done. It is done, metaphysically and philosophically and psychologically. A doctor can say to a patient, there, everything's okay now. You're on the mend. Things are coming along fine. And that person mends. And another doctor says to another patient in exactly the same condition, well, you're getting worse. It looks like we're going to have to operate. It looks like we're going to have to do this and that. It is terrible. It is bad. And so, mentally, you go bad with the doctor's statement that you're bad, because the doctor is just merely telling you what you're thinking already. And so, with your bad thinking, you have created the doctor saying that you need the operation. The other person, with the same condition, with their positive thinking, the doctor says, now, you won't need an operation. You just relax a little bit and take it easy and realize that your body is healing itself in a perfect divine way, and it's done. Now, you say, well, that's not the law of mechanics of mechanical things. Oh, it surely is. Our body is very much a mechanical thing. Our body is as much a mechanical thing as a vacuum cleaner. A vacuum cleaner, you plug into the electricity, and it does your job. But it doesn't do your job when it's not maintained. And when you don't believe it's maintained, and when you believe it doesn't work, it doesn't work. This is true for everything in our life, whether it's our vacuum cleaner or whether it's anything else. When we have the proper mental attitude, the proper mental attitude that says all is in divine order, then somehow, some way, that mystical, magical thing takes place that you find your way. When Lawrence of Arabia went back into the desert to get one of his companions who had been lost there, and he was told that anyone who goes into the desert a second time will never come out. Well, now, he didn't believe that. He says, that's not for me. And he went in the desert, and he found his lost companion and brought him out. Now, how could he do that? Well, he didn't believe what the other man said. Now, if you and I look at it logically, now let's look at it logically. How many people go into the desert, and how many people come out? We have no records of in and outs. But we do know that people do it all the time. And they come in, and they go out. They go in and out of the desert all of the time. And they don't think a thing about it. They just think it was a rather tedious trip going through there. There's lack of water, and lack of the dust from the wind, sandstorms that blow up continuously. It really was a very difficult thing, but they didn't think a thing about it. You in your life, and I in my life, as we come across difficult circumstances, if we think they're difficult, they are. If we think piece of cake, then it is. Piece of pie, then it is. Easy as can be, easy as pie, then it is. Whatever phrase we want to use. when we look at life and we say, no problem, it's no problem. Well, this morning, I had a few little manzanita apples that were on my floor. Rex carried them in from underneath the apple tree from the manzanita tree, and he was dropping them all over my carpet. And they're just little things, but they're just bothersome. And so I thought, okay, I can wait till later or do it now. So I took the vacuum cleaner out, and I saw that the bag was quite heavy and quite full, so I changed it. And then I ran the vacuum cleaner over the floor, and every inch of the floor was covered, and the dust was picked up, and it really sucked on the new rugs, but the older carpet, the thicker carpet, it went over very nicely and just picked up all the little manzanita apples, and it was wonderful. And so then, as I walked around the floor, it felt so good. And as I looked at the floor, it felt so good. And as I saw all the area where dust might have been, it was so good. And in the bathroom, I vacuumed that. And in the kitchen, I vacuumed that. And I vacuumed everything. And it was no more than 5 or 10 minutes, and I was done. But I'd done the whole thing. Now, was I tired? Hardly. It was a joyful experience, because I knew what I was doing. I was picking up all the manzanita apples and all the dust and all the dirt from the floor that accumulated in the week and made it very pleasant. Now, was the vacuum cleaner plugged in? I think it was. Was it operating? I think it was. Did the floor get clean? I know it did. Now, really, was it turned on? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Well, you know, and I know. It was all in divine order. And my house is sparkling clean. All because my vacuuming gave me a new awareness, a new delight, a new happiness. And it was just a change of attitude. But it's fun, isn't it? We can vacuum our areas of life. And we can use our mental vacuum cleaners or physical vacuum cleaners. We can use the law of physical dynamics, of mental dynamics, of mechanical dynamics in any area. And they're all the same. They're all done by our thought. And they're done right now. It's true. It's true. Try it sometime when you're thinking about that aspect of it and see how true it really is. So, my beloveds, have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.